talking about truth, you know, in our Sunday school class this morning, as well as we hit on truth in our Wednesday night service in 2 Corinthians 13:8. So it was talking about we can't really do anything to distort the truth. As much as the world's trying, as much as it's trying to be changed, it says right there, 13:8, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Okay, you know, we know, we think about what the truth is. The truth is the Word of God. The truth is God's Word completely, fully. The truth is Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and rose again. That is the perfect truth. The truth is how to live. We can't do anything to change that. As much as, like Ryan was talking about earlier this morning, the world's trying to get us to accept change. The world's trying to say change is okay. Something different than the truth is okay. It's not. No matter what we do, we cannot change the truth. We cannot dilute it, not one bit. But it goes on to say, but for the truth. We can do much in support of the truth. We can do that in our daily lives. We can do that in friendships. We can do that in promoting Christ. We can do that by living a godly life. And that brings me to, John Hagee was talking about this morning was there is enough evidence if we step out these doors and look around for 3 seconds, there is enough evidence out there to prove that God done all this. That was no accident. And then we can dig deeper, as Ryan was talking again this morning, as the scientists have, dig deeper into each and everything. The eyeball, I've heard the eyeball used a lot, and there is like, I'm seeing 1,000 parts to an eyeball. That's no accident. That's proof. You know, the world wants signs, the world wants proof, the world wants firsthand. It's all right here, folks. It's all right here. And like I said, we can walk out these doors and in 3 seconds there's enough evidence of truth that God done all this. Right. That brings me to the topic today is Christianity. Christianity. Well, let's think about Christianity. We come to church. That's Christianity. You hear a lot of folks say, I'm a Christian. I remember one fella was talking to one day and I mentioned something about the Bible. He said, you know, I'm a Christian and I didn't know that. And, you know, it didn't take long to realize that he was only a Christian in saying, I'm a Christian. He was not a Christian from the inside out, as we're going to learn about here a little bit today. And before I even get started, I'm going to pray because I tend to forget. So I'm going to pray right now. Lord, I bow here before you this morning, Lord, humbled that I can stand in this position, Lord, that you brought me from a gutter to this position, Lord. I am so humbled and I'm so thankful, Lord, for Drift Run Church, Lord, and what it stands for. And I ask for you right now, Lord, to fill me with your Spirit here this morning, Lord. Stir every heart that is among us here today, Lord. Visit each and every one as only you can, Lord. I can talk, but you can stir. And I praise your name for that, and I ask for you to guide us through your word here today, Lord. And I want to give you all the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord. And again, I ask for you to be with our pastor today. In these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Yeah, there again. Christianity. You're hearing a lot about that now. What brought it to my attention was just this week, there was a bunch of Ethiopian Christians killed by ISIS. Okay? And it's all against Christianity. And it's all Bible. It's all in Revelation, what's coming, what's going on, the attack on Christianity. And it's coming to America, folks. It's coming to that extreme here in a time. Right now, we're just attacked by, we're intolerant. Okay? Now, what I really, my point is really today is I want each and every one of us to examine our Christianity. Are you a Christian? Do you want to be a Christian? Do you need to be a Christian? Am I going to be a Christian? We all fall in one of those categories. Okay. And let's examine ourselves. Let's see what God's Word tells us about Christianity and being a Christian. So I looked up the word Christian in the Strong's Concordance, which Greg mentioned Wednesday. Very, very good source to go to. It brings up the original language of what that word, when it was originally written, what it meant in the original Hebrew tongue or Greek tongue, whichever is Old Testament or New Testament. And believe it or not, I was surprised, but believe it or not, the word Christians, plural Christians, is once in the Scriptures. One time. I never would have thought of that. One time. And it's at in the book of Acts, 11. I'm going to read verses 11, 19 through 26. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Says, Acts 11, 19 through 26 says, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen travailed as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only." And that's talking about how they scattered when they had stoned Stephen. Okay? "And some of them were men of Cyprus and some Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus." Now, it was talking about preaching to the Jews. Now they're preaching to the Greeks or the Gentiles. "And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord." Now, why did that happen? Because they were preaching the gospel. They was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were sharing the only hope that this world can have. And they were sharing it in that world, and that is what we can do today. Okay. "Then tidings of these things coming unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord." Something real. They're getting a hold of something real. "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And much people was added unto the Lord." And it's added unto the Lord. Why? Because they're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because he was living what he was preaching. "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and disciples were called Christians," first in Antioch. And Christians, and the word means followers of Jesus Christ. That's pretty simple. Okay. So they were preaching Jesus Christ. They were Christians. Are we Christians today, folks? Are we followers of Jesus Christ? He came into my heart and saved me one day. I was wallowing in a pit. And I looked up, and he saved me. He brought me, I was thinking earlier, he brought me from a pew right back there where I couldn't say a word to where I'm standing up here trying to be obedient and do what he needs me to do. And that's just because I'm a Christian. I don't want to be up here to put on a show for y'all because that's not me. But man, he laid it on my heart a long time ago to preach. And to be a Christian, I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and I want to do what he needs me to do. Maybe I can sling words at you, but he'll stir your hearts. He will. I promise you he will. He stirs mine. He stirs his. He stirs his. He stirs everybody's. He stirs Okie's. Now, Okie's having a hard time right now, but Okie knows where his heart is at. Me and Greg was talking a little bit yesterday about Debbie's uncle Gary that had passed away, and they told him a year and a half in advance, and he began to seek Jesus. He began to seek. So like I told Greg last night, I can stand right here and I can tell you, you all is going to die. Every one of you. I'm giving you the death sentence. Right. You're all going to die. Now I can't tell you whether it's tomorrow or 10 years or 5 years or whatever. What's your response to that? Need to be ready. That's our duty as Christians to share that we need to be ready. The word Christian, singular, I was surprised at this too, twice. It's twice is all it is in the Scriptures. And it means, of course, follower of Jesus Christ as an individual. So, we're all individual, and if you claim Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a Christian. But there again, right back, what are you doing with your Christianity? What are you willing to do with your Christianity? How far are you willing to go with your Christianity? Are you willing to go to the beach in front of ISIS and let them chop your head off? Now, yeah, that's crude, rude, and mean, but that's real, folks. This is real life. This is real world. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And it's all real. What are you doing with your Christianity? Are you taking it serious, or do you just wear it on your sleeve? Kind of tuck it in your shirt pocket when you're ashamed of it a little bit. Kind of hesitant. Stand bold in your Christianity. Acts 26, verse 28, and that's one of the places where it said the word Christian. Acts 26, 28 says, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And how did he almost persuade Agrippa? With his testimony. Now think about the testimonies, how encouraging testimonies are in here in church. I know they're encouraging to me. Regina's testimony is encouraging. Everybody's testimonies are encouraging. And his testimony almost persuaded King Agrippa to be a Christian. And he gave his testimony from the time back on his vision on the road to Damascus, all that he had done up to that point. And he preached him Jesus Christ. And him crucified and rose again. The other place was in 1 Peter 4:16. It says there, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." Can you stand and hold your hands up and bring glory to Jesus Christ? And you do that. And don't answer. That's when you're in the Lord. That's why this is an individual thing. You need to search your heart today. Be not ashamed. 2 Corinthians 13:5, and we run across this in our Wednesday night Bible study. "Examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate." Examine yourself. I can't look at Art and say, "I know this, I know that about your heart," but you can. Only God and you knows all that place in your heart. Only God knows that. And that's where your Christianity comes from within. It's not something from the outside. Christianity is reflected from the inside. So examine yourself. That took me to John 21, and this was after the resurrection. John 21, 15 through 17. Yeah, now put yourself in this place. "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Jamie Burton, Jamie, lovest thou me more than these?" Now he's talking to Simon Peter. But put your own name in there. "He saith unto him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs." How are you showing that you love the Lord? There again, by wearing a t-shirt, or wearing it in your heart. He goes on to say, "He saith unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Point blank, Jesus is asking us right here, right now, "Do you love me?" He saith, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love you. Thou knowest I love you." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Show me that you love me by more than lip service. Show me that you love me by your actions." He saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was aggravated. He said, Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. He wants him to take it serious. He really got into the interior part of Simon Peter. And he's wanting to get into the inward part of you today. This amount of people right here could change the world if we live our Christianity as Christ directs us to do. To change the world. I ain't going to say it's going to save the world. It's going to make it better. Because the Bible talks about that destruction is coming. We got to show folks that there is life beyond this destruction that's coming. There is the opportunity to spend eternity in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, who saved me one day. He saved you, Ryan. And I pray that He saved y'all, that you've asked Him, that you've received Him. Okay, examine yourself in Galatians 6, 3 through 5 says, But if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. So, if you're here this morning, and you're thinking you're a Christian, but you're not, you're under that deception that Brian was teaching about this morning. And the deceptor wants you to think you're okay. He wants us to think, We're okay. We'll get to heaven just because I show up once in a while. I pray once in a while. Here's an example, a little bit of an example. On our cruise, you know, we'd sit around the table in our evening dining, and it was kind of fancy pants stuff, you know. We put on our preaching pants and whatever, you know. But anyway, we'd sit around, but we'd have prayer. We'd just hold hands and have prayer, and not the showboat, but that's just what we did. Well, this one lady from another table, she come over, and she had been drinking a little more than pop that day. But she was saying, I admire how you guys pray. I prayed the other day. I had a headache, and it went away. You know, right there, I was thinking, that's missing it. You know, that's just acting. That's just lip service. That's not real. There again, examine your Christianity. Galatians 6, 3 through 5. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. This telling you, he's telling us again, it's an individual thing, folks. I need to rejoice in my Christianity, in what God has done in my life, in when I received the Holy Spirit within my heart. I need to be able to rejoice on that, not on Greg's rejoicing. I can rejoice with him, but I can't get to heaven on him. Okay? Does that clear that up? I didn't want to confuse us. I get whatever. But anyway, it's your own burden. Okay? Verse 5 says, For every man shall bear his own burden. We will all stand in judgment one day. If you're a Christian here, Greg talked about it, I think Wednesday night, you will stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. You will be judged for everything you've done as a Christian, whether it be good or bad. So, what kind of Christian do you want to be standing in front of Jesus Christ, who gave us the opportunity to be a Christian, who made a way for us to stand in front of Him? Because if you're not a Christian, you'll be standing in front of a just and righteous God, bare nothing, and nobody else is around. And you will be judged on what you've done in your flesh in this life. That's the bottom line of it all right there. That's what is all in a sack. It's plain and simple. So examine your Christianity if you are a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, you need to think about becoming one. And today is the best day ever to do that. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Right now, if you're not saved here this morning, I invite you to come right now. Where are you? And as they come and get a song, about done. Jesus said, as Christians, Jesus said in Mark 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We're to share that with everybody. God loved us before we loved Him. God loved the unlovable. If we think that person don't have a chance of getting saved, that's wrong of us. That's wrong of us. There was a chance I could have never got saved. He commended His love toward us while we were yet sinners. And He died for us. He made the way before we even acknowledged, before we even knew we needed a way. God sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And I'm going to close with this right here. If you have a burden on your heart, come and take care of that today. Come and know that you are a Christian this morning. You can know. You can receive Christ right now, right this minute. He's knocking at the door. He would want no more than to save your soul right now. And if you're a struggling Christian, He wants to guide you through it. He wants to make it right. He wants you to realize that being a Christian is not always easy, but it's always rewarding. It's always rewarding. That won't change. And we all have enough experiences in our Christian lives to know that sometimes it's not very easy. Death, temptations, many, many things. Satan has many things. But Jesus will show you what's inside of you, the joy that only He can put in there, can get you through everything. And that's the rewarding part.